On today's Chamomile Ag Report, you'll hear more from my visit to Slater High School, where I talked to Slater FFA members about the recent FFA National Convention in Indianapolis, along with other activities they've taken part in. We've got some members with you here this morning. Hi there, what's your name?
My name's Abby Ulick.
Abby, talk a little bit about the National Convention. All four of you went to National Convention, right? Talk a little bit about it. What's your favorite thing about it and maybe any experiences that you're going to remember for a long time?
My favorite thing about it is definitely being in the Bankers Life Fieldhouse, just seeing a whole sea of blue jackets. There's so many people, and it's just crazy to be a part of such a big thing that is bigger than just Slater. It's nationwide, and it's just awesome. It's a blessing to be a part of this organization.
My son got his American degree back in, I think, 2009 from the Marshall chapter, and I had no idea. I've been to state convention. I go down there. Of course, I'm there like every day for the last few years, and it's incredible. But the national convention, it's just breathtaking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is definitely breathtaking. If you haven't been out of state, it's definitely overwhelming to see how many people are there, but it's awesome to see how many people are a part of this organization, just how many lives it affects, and it's really a great experience.
Abby, I know you mentioned that you've been to Washington Leadership Conference, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Drew, I'll ask you real quickly, Washington Leadership Conference, what was probably one of the best things about doing that?
It was just nice to get to go there and learn some new leadership skills for our chapter that I could bring back to the officer team, and blessed to have many of our officers on our officer team go so we can bring back new ideas to the chapter and everything else. I think one of my favorite things that we did is we did a little service project called Meals of Hope, and it truly was humbling. Create meals to take to local food pantries in Washington, D.C.
Did you get to help with that, Abby, too?
Yes, I did. I believe that we made over 56,000, which was record-breaking throughout the whole time they had WLC there. We made the most meals while we were there.
My son, I went twice when he was back in high school, and one time they went out to fields and they harvested fresh vegetables and humongous fields where they grew vegetables, and they went out there and loaded several semi-trucks full of food for that. So I know it's something that he does, and I know you guys probably too. You're probably there and at National Convention, you probably make some friends that you'll have for life.
Yeah, definitely. I met two people that I met there, and it was awesome being able to actually talk to other people besides just our chapter. They're actually from Missouri, and I still do talk to them to this day.
You will hear more of my visit with Slater FFA members on an upcoming Ag Report on KMMO. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.